This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. City officials and organizers say this month's upcoming Riot Fest will give an economic boost to Chicago's West Side. But one local business owner says she is dreading the three-day rock musical festival. Griselda Hernandez and her family own the Tilaloapan Grocery, selling authentic Mexican products near Douglas Park.
We're a very small family business, so we really depend on our sales, and our sales really, really drop when Riot Fest is going on. Because of the traffic, it's hard for our customers to, find parking and even get to our store.
Hernandez expects sales will plummet 60% during Riot Fest. Nearly a year since Illinois' historic elimination of cash bail, researchers have findings from an exhaustive study of the change. The law made Illinois the first U.S. state to remove money from decisions on whether to jail defendants ahead of their trial, and it bans keeping them behind bars unless they pose a big safety or flight risk. Loyola University Chicago criminologist David Olson is a leader of the study. He says jail populations have decreased, especially in rural counties. However,
crime has not gone up since the implementation of the law. Property crime is down and violent crime is down statewide, in Cook County, in urban areas outside of Cook County, and in rural counties.
Most lead prosecutors in Illinois fought the law's passage, calling it too risky for the public. Chicago budget officials say a citywide hiring freeze will save roughly $100 million to help close an end-of-year budget deficit. The hiring freeze was announced this week in the face of a $223 million deficit that must be closed before the end of this year. A budget spokesperson says 3,500 projected positions are impacted, including open ones. The hiring freeze and restrictions on overtime and travel will last through the end of this year, but alderperson Brendan Riley says it's not enough.
The idea of implementing a hiring freeze in the final 4 months of a fiscal year, when they knew day one of this fiscal year that they were going to have an out-of-balance budget, is too little too late.
The city says public safety personnel required under the consent decree are exempt from the hiring freeze. Bird enthusiasts will have an opportunity to see some of the most unique flying friends Chicago has to offer this weekend at the inaugural Urban Birding Festival. Put together by several local birding groups, the festival will include expert presentations, guided bird watches, and educational workshops. Chicago Bird Alliance President Judy Pollock spoke on WBEZ's Reset. She says she hopes the event will put Chicago on the map for those in the birding community nationwide.
I feel like people don't really understand what a great city we have for birding and how responsive our public officials have been, so that there's a great collaboration, between the birding community and the public landowners. So I hope that when they come and see all these different places that we have to offer, that they understand what we know.
The festival kicks off at the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum on Saturday before spreading out all over the city. A few more things you should know today. The man convicted of killing Chicago police officer Ella French was handed a life sentence yesterday by a Cook County judge, the Chicago Sun-Times reports. French was shot by Imante Morgan during a 2021 traffic stop. That stop started without any conflict, but ended in the 29-year-old police officer's death. In court, Morgan questioned the legality of the police stop that led to the shooting and said he believed, quote, the truth would come out. A Chicago City Council member is trying to force a vote next week on a measure requiring the city's ShotSpotter contract to be renewed. That would be just days before the controversial gunshot detection system is scheduled to be turned off, as Mayor Brandon Johnson promised. Southside alderperson David Moore told the Chicago Sun-Times the council can strip the mayor's authority in this contract. Today's weather, there will be plenty of sunshine and a high in the mid-80s, and tomorrow we're expecting similar temps and partly cloudy skies. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.